Proclamation number 5875 of 12th of February, 1954. God's call for workers in the vineyard. To be active in my kingdom is the most beautiful task for all of you who still live on earth, because it results in an eternal reward and because then you will be my co-workers and thus carry out an activity which corresponds to my will. As soon as you decide to work spiritually, your earthly life will be steered into a path where you will obviously recognize my guidance. You will find entrance into spiritual circles or form such yourselves. You will be brought together with people who cultivate other than just earthly thoughts. You will be introduced to spiritual knowledge so that you will also be able to carry out your activity on earth. And you will visibly experience my blessing in spiritual as well as earthly work because you will now not create and work alone but with me. No one shall believe that he is not needed for the work in my vineyard. I ask every individual whether he wants to serve me, whether he wants to take care of the hardship of erring souls and be active with my support for their salvation. I give every individual the promise that I will bless his work, and for every individual who wants to serve me I have already prepared his field of work where he can work according to his strength for his own and his fellow human beings' blessing. And I need everyone. The work to remedy the spiritual hardship is so extremely important and urgent that I repeatedly request your help. Because it can only be done by people who, in union with me and in my will, want to bring the gospel to their fellow human beings, who take care of their spiritual hardship, who revive their faith or want to strengthen a still weak faith, who encourage their fellow human beings to establish a living bond with me and give them an example of the blessing of a person's intimate bond with me. I need all of you who believe in me. For countless people go through life without faith in me, and every one of them needs a fellow human being who helps him to believe again. I myself can certainly influence such unbelieving people indirectly but not directly, yet I take pity on their adversity and, in order to help them, I want to put them in contact with you and send you abundant working material with which you can now be effectively and beneficially active if you are willing to serve me and bring help to your fellow human beings. The time is approaching its end and therefore I still need many workers beforehand and therefore call upon all of you urgently. Remember your brothers and sisters on earth who have not yet entered your path. Who only walk the paths of the world and can never reach their aim on this path. Remember those who are without faith and try to make the power of your faith effective in them. Pray for them and always include them more in your thoughts so that they will feel the strength of your love and also listen to you without resistance when you bring them my word. So that they will think and can now also be influenced from above. Do the preliminary work which is to be done by people on earth so that the forces of light can then intervene and in turn try to influence those who are still far away, who only see the world and want to deny a spiritual kingdom, to come to faith. You can contribute much to this as soon as you consciously offer yourselves to me for service. For then I will direct all your steps and provide you with everything you need to work for me and my kingdom. I will give you light and strength myself so that you will also be able to distribute my word again, which is light and strength for everyone who listens to it. Receives it with his heart and makes an effort to live it out. For this one has now also been won for my kingdom, he will not be lost when the last end has come. Amen.